LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 24.
When I wake up on a Sunday morning, church bell ringing right outside, and I feel you lying next to me with our baby in between. I know that's right. I know that's right. When I'm driving and the King is singing, burning love on a summer night, I feel like I'm still 17 and I'm always gonna be. I know that's right. Yeah. No one has to tell me, I can see it, like it's written in God's hand across the sky. It's that hallelujah moment when you know it, you just know it from the bottom of my soul. I know that's right. When a beggar asks me for a dollar, I dig down and give him five. And part of me starts thinking he'll buy drugs or go to drinking beer all night. Well, I don't claim to have the answers, but there's one thing I believe in life. When someone's down, you help them out. That's what it's all about. I know that's right. And no one has to tell me, I can't see it, like it's written in God's hand across the sky. It's that hallelujah moment when you know it, you just know it from the bottom of my soul. I know that's right. That spins around us, to that quiet little voice inside, ain't nothing here by accident, and that's the truth, amen. I know that's right. And no one has to tell me, I can see it, like it's written in God's hand across the sky. It's that hallelujah moment when you know it, you just know it. Soul, I know that's right. It's that hallelujah moment when you know it, you just know it from the bottom of my soul. I know that's right. I know that's right. I know that's right. I know that's right.
Hey, how's everybody doing? LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 24. And today we have the distinct pleasure and honor and thrill of having the lovely Lady Leanne with us.
Such a thrill.
Hi, baby.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm okay. How about you?
I'm doing great. Who was that? You know?
Sounded like Colin Ray, was it?
It was Colin Ray. That's right.
I love Colin Ray.
I know you do. That's why we started with him. Of course, the name of that song was I Know That's Right.
Oh, it was right.
That's right. There's all kinds of good stuff on there. I've played that song before. Let's get some. Let's get some kind of. Happy groove music in there. I had to figure out what knobs I needed to slide here. You come into the studio and I just get all just discombobulated.
Discombobulated. Okay. Maybe I should leave?
No. We don't want you to leave.
I don't want to, like, mess up the show or something.
No, you're not going to mess up the show, but I'm going to ask you to get just a little bit closer to the microphone.
Okay, close and personal with the microphone.
Yeah, that's right. Close and personal with the microphone. Hey, so we worked together today, right?
Yes, we did, in hot weather.
It's funny. I was listening to another podcast, and the guy was... He podcasts from southern or South Florida. I'm not sure exactly where, but he was complaining about the 90 degree hot weather. And today it was, what was it?
I think 110. Yeah. I think
it was too. About 105, 110, somewhere in there today.
But here, they probably have 90% humidity to deal with also.
Well, that's true. We didn't have as much humidity today, but we have been having more than the usual amount of humidity here in Riverside, California.
And I left North Carolina because I didn't like humidity.
No, you left there because you were a little girl and your dad moved out here when he was in the Air Force.
Because he was smart.
Yes, he's a smart man.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he had you for a daughter, so he's a good guy. I like Rip a lot.
Yep, I got good folks.
Hey, guess what? The next song that we're going to play here is from a group by the name of, this is a funny name, The Tonys.
The Tonys?
Now, when I hear The Tonys, you know what I think about?
Well, there are three different things I could think of right off.
Okay, well, let's hear it. You go ahead and tell me what you're thinking about, and I'll get the
happy. Your
brother-in-law. Okay, my brother-in-law, his name is Tony Swice, yeah.
The awards.
The Tony Awards, yeah.
And then Tony Perms that we used to get when I was little.
That's what I think about.
That's funny.
Yeah. Now, I never got Perms with the Tony thing.
But did your sister?
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, she didn't get the joy.
No, she didn't. So anyway, this is the Tonys, and the name of the song is The Only One, and on the other side, I'll talk about why they're called the Tonys, all right?
Okay.
So you want to know why they're called the Tonys?
Yes.
All right, because the two band members are named Tony Gettig and Tony Block.
The Tonys.
The Tonys, Tony Gettig and Tony Block. Now, I have never met Tony Block, but I have met Tony Gettig. Tony Gettig's a good guy. Tony is a guy that has, you know, I should have double-checked with him, but I met him when I was with the Godcast Network.
Okay.
He had a show called Breakaway. And I think Breakaway is still around, although I can't say for sure. But he does have a new podcast. I say it's new, but it's on like episode number 20 or so. But he recently came over to Pod Show.
Oh.
And so at least his new one, quote unquote new, is called, it's really cool. It's called Daily Soap.
Daily Soap.
And the reason for that is it's about a 5-minute podcast. And he uses the soap method of Bible study or in his devotional. It's like about a 5-minute devotional. Oh, I need to get the happy groove funk texture going again here.
Yeah.
You know, just because this is supposed to be a happy kind of a weekend, you know, kind of mm-hmm. groove time. Anyway, so SOAP, S-O-A-P. S is scripture. O is observation. A is application. P is prayer.
Ah.
It's really a good podcast. And Tony, my hat's off to you. It's a good show. I really like it. And Tony's been in broadcasting for a long time. He's got a great voice, and he's a good guy. And he's got, I think, like 53 kids or something like that.
Ooh, that's a lot of kids.
Yeah, I might be exaggerating just by
you know,
a little bit. But I tell you what, I know I'm exaggerating by less than 50.
Okay, well, 3 kids is
no, he's got
average.
More than that. I think he's got like, Tony, if I'm wrong, forgive me, but I think it's like 7 kids.
Ouch.
Yeah, but, you know, he showed me pictures of him when I met him at the expo last year, and I don't know if he's coming to the expo this year, but anyway, really good guy, and that was the Tonys, and they have a new CD coming out. Now, that cut that you just heard is about 6 years old, came out in about 2000, but he's got a new CD coming out very soon.
Is he still ska? Because that sounded ska.
I don't know if I'd call that ska.
Kind of.
But I don't know. I haven't heard any of the new stuff.
Mm, okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Surprise.
We'll find out.
Yes, we will.
Actually, what I should do is when the new one comes out, I should get him on the show.
You should do that.
Interview him.
Does he live close?
No, he lives back east somewhere.
Oh, well, that might be kind of, well, no, you've got Skype.
The wonders of Skype.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, I was going to talk about this a little bit later, but since we're talking about this right now, I'll talk about it now. Monday, I'm going to be interviewing Jeremy Yoder.
Ah.
And you remember Jeremy Yoder? Remember that name?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's got a new CD coming out, and I'm going to be interviewing him, and that's what the LifeSpring show is going to be all about on Monday. So this is a little bit out of order, but since it came up, I'll go ahead and play Jeremy's new song from his new CD just about right about now. 4, 3, 2, 1.
I need you. face with some heartache and pain. Maybe there was someone who needs to hear your name. Let me be a witness of your mercy and your grace. To walk upon this earth like I know I've seen your face. Making them aware of the endless days they will have if they would just hold to your embrace. Help me to forget about my troubles and my pain. But they will see you and me.
So that's Jeremy Yoder. Jeremy is from Indianapolis, and he's the guy, you might remember me telling you, I believe he was Amish growing up. And so now all the music that he does, oh, wait a minute, where's that happy groove funk texture?
You're into funk tonight here, huh?
So anyway, most all of the music he does now is very, very electronic. He does an amazing stage show where he's got all of this electronic stuff. And so I can't wait to talk to him about how he goes from his Amish upbringing to this very, very electronic music. And obviously he uses a lot of guitar and stuff.
So are his parents still Amish?
We're going to find out.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to him Monday.
Oh, that's right. You are.
Find out all those details. Now, I know that he and I have a lot in common. He loves his family very much. He's got, well, of course, the last time I talked to him, he had pictures on his website of his little kids, and they're very little, but that was like a year and a half or so ago, so they're a little bit bigger now. His kids are nowhere near as old as my children are.
Yes,
because
years are old.
No, well, because I'm an old guy myself, so what does that say?
I'm old too.
No, you're not. You're just a young thang.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're going to go out after.
I was going to ask you where you're taking me.
Well, you've had plans all day long, so I think we'll maybe talk about that as we go along here. But so that's Jeremy Yoder with "I Need You." Let us listen right now to a young lady by the name of Jessica Smith Wright.
To your heart, I'm running.
That's Jessica Smith Wright with Straight to Your Heart. How do you like that one?
That one was beautiful.
Yeah, pretty?
Had a lot of great things to it.
Tell me about it. What'd you like about it?
The message, mostly. Okay, I'm
She's getting all teary.
I'm getting misty, sorry. There are just so many times we don't run to God. And she had the one thing in there about, you clear my mind, and so I'm running straight to you, and it's filled with thoughts of you. And I thought, how wonderful that would be if we could really clear our mind of all the garbage that's been there and just totally focus on Him. And there's so many people that I know, especially young kids right now, that are troubled. And
Yeah.
I just wish they could learn to run to Him, to higher ground.
Oh, yeah, this goes right along with a happy groove funk texture,
yes,
baby.
Isn't it, though? Well, I'm come sorry. On,
okay.
Sorry.
You know, guys, you just have to understand that Leanne has such a tender heart. She really does. And that's one of the things that I really, really love about her. And so now I know better than to play anything like that on the Live Spring Weekend Music Show.
Sorry, guys, just don't have me.
No, we got to have you. All right. You know, what was I going to say? Oh, not only can she really sing some real pretty music, but she can really rock and roll, too.
Oh, really?
She has another song that I played on the show quite some time ago, and I liked it so much, and I thought that it would really go well on the Daily Source Code with Adam. And so I emailed it to Adam, or the link to the PodSafe Music Network, and he played the song the very next day on, I think he opened the Source Code with the song, but all the songs that she has up there on the PMN, she also has them in Spanish. And he played the Spanish version of the song, the Spanish language. And it was really cool.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so that was good. She's a real talented girl. I mean, she can, you know, sing that real beautiful ballad type stuff, and she can rock and roll. Hey, you know the Earthlink thing that's been going on?
Uh-huh.
You know that, of course, Timothy and I recorded and made a couple of submissions.
Heard anything back?
Well, I haven't heard anything back from that, but I do have... And this is perfect for the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. I have one of the finalists.
We're doing the Earthlink Blues. That's right, baby. Earthlink. Bombastic broadband. Delicious dial-up. That's Earthlink. Earthlink comes home to you and brings it home to mama. That's right, sister. That's what I'm talking about. And Earthlink will help you out with all your internet needs. So just go to earthlink.com. Let them know that Papa sent you. Yeah, that's right, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so how did you like that one?
That was different.
Well, it's perfect for the LifeSpring Weekend...
Music show,
you see?
That's right.
That was the fellow that does Mad Pod. It's a podcast over at Pod Show. And I should know his name, but I forgot it. I'm really bad with that.
Yes.
I just started listening to his show since, Pod Show Plus opened up. And so I've added several new shows, which, by the way, Pod Show Plus is a great way to find new shows. The one that I was listening to from South Florida, I found that at Pod Show Plus. It's a great interface to discover new shows. But you had a question for me while that was going.
Okay, if you know he's a finalist, how do you know that, and how do you know whether you're a finalist or not?
Well, right now I only know of two finalists.
And how did you learn that?
My contact at Podshow sent these two to me, saying, hey, you can play these two finalists on your show, and you'll be getting more later.
So did you ask that contact if you were a finalist or your son?
I think they're still deciding, because they got the last few days they got really inundated with new entries, and I think they're going through them now.
Oh, okay.
So whether or not we're a finalist, that's okay, because Timothy and I had fun recording it. So
yeah.
So we need to, as long as this is the commercial spot, we need to talk a little bit about GoDaddy.
GoDaddy.
There we go. You've got LS1, LS2, LS3. You can get a .com domain name for $6.95. You can get 10% off any order. You can get an additional 5% off any order, depending upon what code you use. Just go to lifespringpodcast.com show notes pages and check out the codes. If you want to have your piece of the internet.
Which code did you use for mine?
I used the 695.com. I think that's LS3. I don't have them memorized. You know, you would think that I would because I put them in every show notes, but that's the wonders of cut and paste. I just, you know, typed it one time and cut and paste. I know. Well, I think about it when I go to buy products over there, but
that's
just
true.
You know, here's the way my brain works. I don't memorize it if I can write it down and then access it somewhere.
But sometimes we lose it when we write it down.
Well, the way my head is, I lose it anyway.
That's true.
The hard drive is full, baby.
Full.
Let's see. Well, what are we going to do next? We're going to play another one that I think just... Did you hear that motorcycle go by? No, excuse me. That wasn't me. That was a motorcycle that went by. Listen to this one. This is Elliot Popkin.
Pretty.
Oh, you're going to like it. Listen to the words.
Am I gonna cry?
You might.
Oh.
Listen.
Every Wednesday afternoon at 3, pillows on the stool so my hands could reach the keys. For an hour I will be in heaven, learning how to touch the ivories. Taught me how to dream, how I love those days when I would sit and play without a care in the world to show. What I would not give just to have the chance to touch those keys again. I know how I will play Grandma's piano.
I knew that would get you.
That was oh so many years ago. New address, new shiny keyboard, and Grandma's left the show. I just hope she knows how much she means to me, how grateful I will always be, singing Grandma's melody. How I love those days when I would sit and play without a care in the world to show. What I would not give just to have the chance to touch those keys again. I know how I will play Grandma's piano. Days when I would sit and play without a care in the world to show. What I would not give just to have the chance to touch those keys again. How I would play. How I would play Grandma's piano.
Isn't that nice?
Very sweet.
Gotcha, didn't it?
Yes, you did.
And I feel so very blessed that I have my grandma's piano in the next room.
My grandma's went somewhere, I don't know. My brother took it. I don't know.
Which grandma?
Grandma Helen. That's the one we learned on. It was the one that was an octave short on either side.
Oh, that's right.
The barroom one that was done in vinyl with the studs on it. I love that little piano.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. Rick was going to refurbish it, and I don't know where it went. I think they decided it wasn't worth trying to redo it or something.
Well, I know that the studs were like thumbtacks that were put into it, you know, like the old style, you know, with a, you know, thick upholstery. And I think that there were so many holes in the piano that that was going to be a problem for him.
Yeah.
Doing a refurbish. But anyway, right. Isn't that a sweet song? Mm-hmm. Again, that guy's name is Elliot Popkin. And he's originally from C.C. Chapman's neighborhood, Boston, Massachusetts, but now he lives out here in L.A.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's, of course, he lives on the beach.
Oh, he's...
So it wasn't 110 where he lives today.
No, it wasn't.
Well, I got one more song that we're going to play. Before I do, I just want to mention real quick what's going on with the kids. We're thinking that Stephen has mononucleosis.
Not fun, but it's better than what they thought, so.
Yeah, originally we took him in for some... he had some lumps around his neck and in different places, and the doctor was looking very worried and ran some x-rays and blood tests and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, of course, as a parent, you just always think the worst, you know?
Well, when she keeps saying, oh, there sure are a lot. There really are a lot. And keeps going in and out of the room to look at her book and coming back and acting more worried every time.
Yeah.
It makes you think something's really wrong.
Yeah, so we were pretty worried about him for a little while. But we took him into the doctor again this week, and the doctor that looked at him said, yeah, it looks like mononucleosis. So we had a blood test today, and we'll get the results back Monday, and there you go. And so that's what's going on with Stephen. And Timothy is doing summer school, junior high school, and he's hating it because he's been homeschooled up until now. And, you know, it's an adjustment time for him. And then my oldest boy, Matthew, is still working and still going to school. And he and his girlfriend, who do not live together, but they bought a dog together. And that dog's name is Gunner. It's a little Shih Tzu. And I think they got the Shih Tzu partly because we have a little Shih Tzu. And
they know how good Sparky is.
Yeah, Sparky, our little Shih Tzu, is a good little guy. But then also, Tara, Matthew's girlfriend, also has Shih Tzu and something else, too. So.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, I think so. So that's what's going on there. Well, tell you what, we started with Colin Ray, and we are going to end with Colin Ray. I was so excited. Mm-hmm. You know, this is, he's had this song up there on the PMN, PodSafe Music Network, for several months, but I haven't noticed that this one is here. And you know what? I'm really even surprised. I'm surprised that this one is on the PodSafe Music Network, because this song was made famous by Conway Twitty. This is one of my favorite songs. The name of the song is It's Only Make Believe.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make believe. Someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. You rule my very soul. My plans, my hope, my schemes. You are my every dream. But it's all
that someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's only make-believe.
That's Colin Ray with It's Only Make-Believe.
He did that much better than Conway Twitty.
No. You know, I like Colin Ray, but nobody can do it like Conway Twitty did it.
They can't do it like it, but they do it better.
No. I love the way Conway did it. And I'm really sorry that, you know, it is so frustrating to me that I can't play some of that great old music from when I was a kid.
When you were a kid. Those long ago days.
Hey, we have got to shut this program off. We're a long show for a weekend music show. We're up at about 40 minutes now. But I wanted to mention that this last week, there is a little podcast. Well, I shouldn't say little podcast. I say little, and I'll explain to you why here in just a second. There's a podcast called Digger's Story. And I just discovered it over at Podcast Pickle a couple of weeks ago. And I say little because the voices that they use on it, they process. Yeah, they sound like chipmunks. And they were talking this last the show, I think it was show number 28, talking about freedom and stuff because it was about
4th of July.
And I'm listening to it, and all of a sudden I hear Pastor Mel Bennett's voice from the LifeSpring Sunday show number 9, I believe it was. And what they did over there at Digger's Story, go listen to it. It's at diggersstory.com, show 28. But they excerpted from the podcast that I did with Pastor, and where he talked about freedom and things like that from the sermon. And so anyway, I bring that up because the show. Now, see, I have a conflict.
You have a conflict.
I have a conflict.
You're always conflicted.
I'm always conflicted. Thank you very much.
In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. Okay. How can you be conflicted in a good way? Oh. Well, Monday I'm going to do this interview with Jeremy. Mm-hmm. But I have also made it known that I was going to talk about what peace is. And that's based on something that they're doing over their Digger's Story. They're having people talk about what is peace. Every week, a podcaster sends them a little clip on what they think peace is. And I did that. I sent them a little clip, and I said that my next show was going to be on peace, but I'm also doing Jeremy's show. So maybe what I'll do is I'll do Jeremy the following week, because it's going to take some time to edit it.
And then you can maybe actually be ahead.
Wouldn't that be something?
Well,
you know, come on. I don't get ahead because I really I wait for inspiration, you know?
Just all day long. You people have no clue how long he spends.
Now,
on
you
the
said
Monday
that
show.
On the last time. I'm going to have to edit even that part out.
No, you don't. You do spend a lot of time. You give it a lot of time and attention and a lot of love and
that's
tampering
true.
And many, many hours. And in you don't just wait until 6 o'clock to start, and that's why you're up until 2 or 3 in the morning. You do it all day long.
That's
in fact,
true.
You stay home by yourself, and I go to work
No. See, it would get done faster if I was by myself, but the kids end up coming home from school.
At 1:30.
Well,
but you still
are
by yourself.
There's no way to do that. Goodbye, everybody. Where are we going?
Probably Olive Garden Swing of Soups and Salad because I need to lose weight.
Oh, you look beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Steve and the lovely Lila. I'm going to edit that one for sure. Thanks for listening to the Steve and the lovely Lady Leanne Show, the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show, number 24.
Bye, guys.
This has been an In Touch Productions podcast. Thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
Love you.
Love you, too.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Podshow and Limelight.